Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to the 33rd episode of How You At You. It is I, Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And I'm Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys and talking about the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag HowYouAtYou, or you can follow us on socials at HowYouAtYou. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So we're going to give you a rundown of any of the hottest K news, scandals, stories, celebrations, anything interesting that's happened over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea, girl.
So if you want to hear about Stays trying to persuade JYP to bring Hyunjin back, V talking about him not liking his face, and this new boy group called Only One Of doing the most.
Oh God.
I'll give you a little teaser. Go and look up their song Libido and then holler at me. But anyway, you can check out all of that on The Static, which is live now on Instagram at kpopbox_. Okay, so first things first, BTS announced Bang Bang Con 2021. Yay! Ooh. So BTS has now revealed the schedule for the upcoming Bang Bang Con 2021 concert streaming event. This will start on the 17th of April at 3 p.m. Korean time, so that's 7 a.m. British time. BTS will be streaming several of their past concerts online for free on their official Bangtan TV YouTube channel. So if you want to fulfill your BTS fantasies? I don't know where I'm going with this. But yeah, just 17th of April, Bangtan TV. Be there or be square. Wow. Next. We're going back in time. So Park Bom spills some 21 news. Oh. So recently, Park Bom revealed on a radio show that 21 had recorded a song together. She had accidentally let it slip. And apparently this happened when they met up for their 11th anniversary. She then added, "We recorded something." "Oh, yes, we recorded something." Yes, she surprised herself with the slip. And when the DJ responded, "Is it okay to say?" She responded carefully and said, "Well, we recorded something, but we don't know if it will ever be released." So maybe some future 21 song, maybe not. But hey, at least they were able to get together, which is nice to hear, I guess. And last but not least, Blackpink's Rosé sets not one, but two Guinness World Records with her impressive solo debut.
Oh, wow.
On the 9th of April, Guinness World Records revealed that the music video for Rosé's On the Ground had officially recognized as the most viewed YouTube video in 24 hours by a solo K-pop artist. The music video generated about 41.6 million views in the first 24 hours. This is the first time the record has been broken in 8 years since the previous record was set by Psy with 36 million views for Gangnam Style. I didn't even know that was in the first 24 hours for Psy.
That's so crazy.
Like, I thought it blew up a bit after it was released.
That's what I thought. Like, I thought it was a gradual thing, but...
Yeah, that's what I thought. So that's even more, like, how did that even happen? That's so crazy.
Yeah.
For Psy, like, do you know what I mean? Furthermore, Rosé is the first to top Billboard's global chart as both a soloist and as a group. On the Ground debuted as... On the Ground debuted at number one on both the Global 200 and Global Exclusive US charts. But yeah, basically she broke two records. So I think the second record was basically Blackpink broke it, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
So she's broken two records.
Look at her.
But yeah, that is hot topics. Now if you want to send us any hot topics, or you want to talk about anything in particular, then you can hit us up on social media at How You At You. You can at us or use the hashtag. No, we'll check it out.
Should reply, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. But anyway, moving on. It is now time for Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, tea, now games, stories, and everything in between. You can send it to us with the email howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. or you can send it to us on socials. So Shay, my love, take it away.
Oh my God, I'm honest. She said that she loved me. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. So our very first unpopular opinion for today is, I liked it more when it was just Big Hit. I mean, just BTS and TXT. Time for them, effort for them. No GFriend, no Pledis, no Hype B, no JB, no Ariana. That was a long statement. Okay, I'm going to redo that just so everyone catches it. So this person said, I liked it more when it was just Big Hit. I mean, just BTS and TXT. Time for them, effort for them. No GFriend, no Pledis, no Hype B, no JB, no Ariana. Okay.
I think this person is confused how it mm-hmm. works. So please check out the static where I explain it. Not this episode. It's probably like episode, I want to say 11. Check it out. Because this doesn't take away time from BTS and TXT.
Like it doesn't affect them.
It doesn't affect them. Just think of it as a family tree. So your mom is still your mom, but your mom has now found out she's got a sister that lives in America. That doesn't stop your mom from being your mom. You've just now got an auntie.
Yeah.
That you can visit.
Because they will all still have like their individual managements and individual teams. It's just that the umbrellaing company has acquired these other companies and partnered with them. So they should be fine.
It doesn't affect anything. It's not like everyone's living under one roof. They're just connected. Like if you think about it, there's a lot of big brands that you don't even think are connected.
Exactly.
That are connected. Like, what was it? Something like, I think Pizza Hut and KFC are somehow connected.
Okay.
You wouldn't think that, but they are. If I remember, I could be wrong, but from what I remember, they're connected in some shape or form. Even though they're two separate entities.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just, and I don't know what would have brought on this. No shade to you, person, but I don't know why this would spark this opinion, because nothing has happened yet. For example, I don't know, just say, obviously BTS is BTS, so they don't really need promotion, but just let's take TXT then, right? If they had a comeback and their promotions were somewhat neglected or their promotions were cut short because, I don't know, Justin Bieber's new album's coming out for whatever reason, then I can understand, but that would never happen. And if it is, it would have nothing to do with Justin Bieber and that side.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, don't jump the gun before anything's happened.
But yeah, I just really think this person's confused, basically. Yeah.
And that's
check
fine.
Out the static, episode 11.
Yeah, so that's that one. Our next unpopular opinion is, there should be more co-ed groups or even co-ed subunits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that'd be cool. Like, I feel like SM could probably do that pretty well. With like NCT and if they mix
some
of the
girl groups.
Do they
want like a fresh co-ed group or do they want co-ed group with existing groups? I thought there are, Checkmate is the newest co-ed group that I can think of.
Okay.
They released a song maybe a week or two ago. So if you're interested in that. Yeah, they're called Checkmate. Apparently they're I don't know. Just check it out. I won't say anything more or less about that. Mm-hmm. That sounds shady. I'm not being shady, but yeah. I feel like there are some, but yeah, they are a rarity.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. Maybe companies feel like they'll run off together. I don't know.
I guess safer route is just to go for like the typical either boy group or girl group because there are scandals or do they think they're dating or this or that, and I guess also needing like two separate living spaces, like if they're not living in the same space
that.
But I feel like Card, who comes to mind instantly, like their company like advertised and built their group in a good way, because I don't think anyone thinks anything weird of Card. Like they act like siblings and so I guess we agree with this one. I think it'd be cool to see.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even have to be, like, fresh new groups. It might just be, like, I don't know.
Like a subunit.
Something,
So, like a Super M, but...
Boys and girls.
Bring all the boys and all the girls and all the in-betweens together.
Just chuck Irene into Super M. Done.
I'm going to say Irene.
I can't. Okay, and then our last unpopular opinion is, why do people hype Netflix K-dramas so much? They're not even that good.
This is so funny because I think the episode where Shari was here, we had the opposite. Where,
oh, okay. Oh,
I feel like, I don't know if it was Netflix, but uh-huh. Like, oh, K-dramas are so much better now. Like, or Netflix K-dramas are so much better now. And now this one's like, no, it's overhyped. It's not even that good. From my humble opinion, uh-huh. I'm going to stay neutral because I'm not really a drama person. I may watch the odd thing here and there, but there's dramas I've started and I haven't finished. Mm-hmm. I would say the reason why people may think they're good, and Shari briefly spoke about this as well, is I feel like now there's more a variety of what kind of dramas. So they're not all romantic dramas, if that makes sense. So... yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like this person needs to tell us what people are actually hyping. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like if there's a specific one that you think is overhyped. I don't feel as though Netflix dramas are overhyped. Because once again, I feel as though sometimes people confuse things. Because even a lot of the dramas that are now on Netflix, Netflix didn't make them.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of them are still predominantly made by Korean companies. And then Netflix is just used as a streaming service. And like a way of distributing the media to, I guess, wider global audiences. But once again, it's down to your personal taste, what you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I feel like they've improved because I can't name any off the top of my head, but I know like the first few K-dramas that were like either Netflix co-produced or Netflix made them, I wasn't feeling them, but I feel as though they're a lot better now.
Well, there you go, friend.
Thank you. Okay, and so the last part of, I guess, our say what section is a little game. It's not exactly a game, but we're answering some questions. So our very first question is, if you were an idol, what position would you be in the group?
Mm.
So are you a rapper? Are you a singer? Are you a visual? Are you the leader? What are you?
I wouldn't be the leader.
Uh-huh.
Or if... I'll be like the secret leader. So... Hear me out.
Okay.
I don't want the actual responsibility of being labelled the leader.
Okay.
But everyone knows I run things. Does that make sense? So I don't need to talk in at engagements. That someone else can do all of that. But I make sure that everyone is together. Do you get what I mean?
I can't.
So I wouldn't call myself a leader. I guess I would be...
I low-key feel like you would be the djinn of the group. The djinn. Like, I don't know why.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Like, you're, like, very confident, but, like, to yourself. Like, you're maybe, like, not necessarily the oldest, but, like, you give off, like... the oldest
no,
one energy,
I would give
but...
off the youngest. And everyone okay. Like, what? She's the oldest?
I can't.
Stop trying to age me.
No, not even like
I know, I'm joking.
That you're mature. It's just like, I don't know, just like Jin vibes. Like he runs the show, but obviously he's not the leader, but he runs the show.
Okay, fine. Whatever. I'll be a rapper. A rapper that sometimes sings.
I can't.
What about you, Shay?
For me, maybe just by default, like the youngest one, like just the maknae of the group.
That gets kicked out. I'm joking.
No, I have to leave like the award shows at like 10 p.m. because of like
for school
child labor laws and all that. I just mess around. I'm there for kicks and I would be like the Jungkook of the group. Like I'm not there, but I'm there. Like I'm not all there, but I'm there. Okay, so next one is, what would your worst scandal be?
Oh, that's a good question. What would my worst scandal be?
I feel like for me, my worst scandal would probably be like me being photographed with like other idol dudes. Like I have three brothers and like I would just be so oblivious to like, oh, this could look bad. Like I make friends, okay? We're talking about, like, video games or whatever, like.
What would my scandal be? I don't know.
Oh.
So scandalous.
Oh.
Maybe a tweet.
Fair enough.
Like a really old tweet that didn't age well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. fair enough. Or like a I don't know the guy's name, but one thing I could see you doing, it's not exactly a scandal, but I don't remember what guy it was or what group, but he was basically shooting something, and I don't think he was meant to say that he was shooting it, and like he ran off with the phone recording saying, guys, like, we're shooting this right now, and like the staff are like banging on the windows telling me.
What, let him think that they can basically give him premature teasers?
Yeah, like I feel like you just go live on VLive.
No, I wouldn't.
Like, guys, I'm not meant to tell you this. Don't tell nobody, but here's the new hair color. I can't. Okay, next one is, what company would you be under?
Old Shanice would have said YG.
Okay.
But I don't think that's where I'm meant to be.
Me neither.
I can see myself. I don't know. I feel like I'm too edgy for SM.
Okay. I don't see you in JYP.
No, me
I
do either. Not see.
I would say for myself, SM, just for kicks and giggles.
I can see you in SM.
I'd probably get fired like first week, but
you'd be like the Lucas. Like everyone okay. just knows you're wild. Like outside of promotions.
I can't.
Like it doesn't make sense. It makes sense that Lucas is under SM, but at the same time it doesn't.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
Yes. Okay, I feel like it's
one of those.
I see it. I get the vibe. Okay.
But me, I have no idea.
I don't know.
Let's go with...
Maybe P Nation or something like that.
Yeah, probably like a P Nation or yeah. like if J Park had started doing like a K-pop division of AOMG.
Yeah. yeah, I can see that.
Something
okay.
like that.
Cool. I like okay. the beat. Okay, and if, it's not if, but if, like, you couldn't really see yourself as an idol, why, like, what is your biggest reason, like, why you couldn't be an idol?
Why I couldn't be an idol?
I would probably, like, spoil every comeback by accident. Like, just every, I couldn't. I feel like you're a very, like, even though I know, you act, and obviously that's your background, but, like, you can only fake smile for so long. Like, you would tell people how it is. Like, your manager would just be in the back, like, no. Like, I can't, no.
But that could work for me. That
yeah,
could
be it could just... be a vibe, yeah.
No, no. But yeah, maybe that. Yeah. Let's go with it.
Okay, cool. Sure. But yeah, that's the end of that. We didn't name that segment, but we got sent a few. Of these questions. I thought it was quite funny.
K-pop games.
Yeah. So to conclude, we will not be debuting.
I am.
I can't. It just came to my mind now, but why would you be like, what's her name? Like Dayoung? The one from Twice. Like there's that chick of the group. Like you're the life of like the variety show. Like you bring very much so that energy. I don't know why, but...
Oh, you should see me in this house. People just think I'm high. I'm not high. I'm just breathing oxygen. But anyway.
Yeah, that's that. But now it's time for On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice are going to let you know what we've been listening to, watching, or if there's anything we want you guys to check out. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
I want to shout out this amazing woman.
Okay.
She... is going to help future generations of Korean pop idols, artists, by a single TikTok. So she goes by Honeyju, and she was teaching the Korean people, she's Korean too, how to twerk properly.
Oh God.
So thank you, ma'am. She did the things, she did those things. So if any of the girlies or if any of the guys wanted to throw some twerking into some choreography, I don't want to see shoulders popping. I don't want to see your back popping.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to shake that ass.
Oh my God.
And check out her TikTok. Like, she was doing that thing. She was doing that thing. Like, you know, don't get me wrong. There are a few singers that can pop that little booty, that Kyorin, she's got a little booty and she knows what she's doing. She makes that thang, bang. You know what I'm saying? But for the majority, it's a lot of shoulders, it's a lot of back, and it's given me backache. And I feel like she's going to save the K-pop generation, next generations.
Yeah. Okay, that
one
was
TikTok at a time.
Thank
you. So thank you, girl.
Got my vote. Yes. Oh my god. My radar. So if any of you are aware or keep an eye on my Instagram, you would have seen that last year I participated in creating an event called HallyuCon. So that was HallyuCon 2020. We had performers like Alexa, Ace, and quite a few others, and it was super fun. So we're bringing it back this year, and hopefully it's bigger and better. So keep an eye out for that.
I've got a teaser for them, actually, about that.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I will be performing, guys. Ah. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be making my debut. And I'll give you the title. The title track is called Ready Sorted Crisps. Thank you.
Wow, that... Wow, yes. I feel it. I vibe with that. Other things on my radar quickly. That K-drama, like Vincenzo. Oh, no, I've seen it everywhere.
Talk about it. Never watched it. Is that how you say it?
I know there's a V and Vince.
There's Come on, English.
There's a V, there's E, there's a Z and an O. That's all I know. Might get peer pressured into watching it. I keep seeing it everywhere, but time. Don't have her. Last thing, anime. I've been watching, is it called like, I think it's called like Kuroko's Basket. That's really fun. I'm so invested. I don't know. It's just like these middle schoolers, or I don't know if they're in high school and they just play basketball and it's really epic. But yes, thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Thank you. That was...
Thanks.
I was moved. Thank you. And folks, that is the end of the episode. Oh my god. Thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, or suggestions to howyoutea@gmail.com, or just drop us a DM on socials.
Yeah, so I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Instagram at kpopbox_. And don't forget to check out the Strategy.
Yes. And I've been Shay from the KWay. You can follow me on Instagram at thekway_100.
Yes, and don't forget, wherever you're listening to us, make sure you like and subscribe and just click the buttons, that button. All right. And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.